This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Travis Sochek from The Score. Great baseball guy. Going to join us at noon.
Oh, good.
BA's had something come up. He's not blowing us off. He's got a life. And something came up at noon. So BA's not going to join us. Travis Sochek says, yes, I will pinch hit for Brian Anderson. Something. Either that or come in relief since Brian was a pitcher.
Yep. Something suddenly came up.
Let me throw this thought at you, okay? Mm-hmm. And you tell me if there's anything to this, and if this is a factor in all of this.
Okay.
And Myles Garrett wanting to meet with Jimmy Haslam, Jimmy saying, nope, you can talk to Andrew Barry. And it looks like everybody's getting all mad and hot in the biscuit, and Myles is going to sit out games and willing to, according to reports, and the Browns don't want to trade him, blah, 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 blah.
Is cold in a biscuit bad?
Well, yeah, if you want real biscuits.
You ever had a cold biscuit before?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Especially
hot biscuits with a little butter.
Oh.
Now you're talking
No, honey.
You want cinnamon butter?
Oh, honey. A little honey on there.
A little honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, aren't you just the extravagant guy?
There you go. Living a good life.
So Max Crosby just signed.
A big deal.
A big deal.
Big.
Biggest deal for a non-quarterback, and he's going to make $35.5 million a year.
Yep. Just drove up the price of Miles, by the way.
Well, Miles already has a price, Andy. He has 2 years left on his contract. Does that mean anything here?
Yes and no. For the sake of argument, if he wants to sit out, yes, it means something. If the Browns want to go in there and go, you know what? We'll give you more. You want to stay? We'll give you more. And by the way, we can kick the can down the road on your contract, too. We'll give you a lot of cash up front. Like we do everyone else to make sure that we can keep all these other players on the roster. So we're not messing with, we are kind of messing with the salary cap, but at least it becomes manageable for us.
Max Crosby over the last 3 years has 34.5 sacks. Myles Garrett over the last 3 years has 44 sacks.
More money. Or no money.
We're not talking about money here.
Well, you're not.
It's about competition.
We are. Miles isn't.
It's about competition, isn't it? I mean, isn't that what we're hearing? I want to compete and I want to win. Isn't that what
it's
it is?
That's all we're hearing. He's not really talking about money. And
well, he hasn't talked about money.
Except he said, I don't want to talk about a contract extension. That was last week's news.
He might not want to, but.
Why are we playing this in public? Why? Why couldn't they have just figured this out before the season?
Trey Hendrickson, the last 2 years, 35 sacks. 35 for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Gotcha.
Miles, last 2 years, 28 sacks. Is it interesting that Trey Hendrickson is allowed to seek a trade shortly after Max Crosby signs this big money contract?
No, because that's Cincinnati.
That contract's about double what Trey Hendrickson makes.
Yep. It's not like the Browns are trading. I mean, look, again, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not trading Myles Garrett before June 1st, right? He will have zero impact on the draft. It doesn't make any sense for the Browns to, dead cap-wise, trying to get rid of him before June 1st. Seems like a major, major issue for the Browns. Is that wrong or right?
See, this is the issue. It kills them financially. Yes?
Yes, right?
Pre-June 1 would be a $36 million cap hit. Post-June 1 would be a $14 million cap hit. So a little bit better.
Oh,
now, I think you could do designations and all that kind of good stuff and play around with it, but yeah. So better.
I mean, could you do the NBA thing where you say you made a trade, send somebody go up there during the draft, wear the other hat, and then it doesn't become official until June 1st?
I believe you can, but let me ask a smart person.
Okay, he's going to ask a smart person. Thank you.
The more we sit here today, the more I'm willing to allow Miles' representation to look for a deal.
Okay, let's look.
Because you can always say, "Yeah, no. You know what? We don't like that.
We'll pass."
Yeah, we'll pass. Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hello, James.
Hey, guys. Listen, Dandy, first off, I'm very, very excited by the fact that you have the pull. I didn't think you had the pull to bring a governor onto the,
Oh, it was very, very exciting. Glad. Yeah, I feel bad because I was dealing with some family issues, so I couldn't do it. But Daryl did a very, very good job with that, if you get a chance to go watch it.
Very impressive. Secondly, Dan doesn't know any smart people, so I don't know who he's calling.
Wow. Unfortunately, Dan does know a lot of smart people. I'm going to back him up on this one. I'll rip him for everything else, but he does know smart people.
Look, I'll say this. The problem with the Browns are a unique situation. I heard a caller call in earlier and say, well, look what other teams are not. The closest thing you could come to what other in another team would have been Denver with Russell Wilson. But that doesn't even match up right because you don't have a player of Miles caliber demanding a trade. I mean, they've backed themselves into a corner here. You're right. The Browns absolutely can't let him go till June 1st. And the problem that you have is you've got two guys, you got a guy in the front office and head coach that are avoiding the rebuild term and actually saying it out loud and doing it because they're fighting for their job. But at the end of the day, let's say you let Miles go June 1st. That message you send to that locker room, you already heard Denzel Ward, even though he backed away from it a little bit, say, well, maybe I'd have to think about my situation. The problem is Miles is the first domino to fall that pretty much forces your hand in moving a lot of the high-priced guys on the roster because clear message you're sending to the locker room is that we're rebuilding. So it all comes down to the Deshaun Watson contract. That has basically painted them into a corner.
Absolutely.
Where these guys just don't have any choice. They don't have options. They're so limited, and we're like, well, why don't they want to do it? Would 2 years do it? I think right now the biggest thing is, if they traded him before June 1st, they'd have trouble fielding a team.
Jim, the other aspect of this, and I wonder, do we know what the marching orders are for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Have the Haslams told them, hey, you better win this year or you're out? Have they said, we know we're building this thing back up and, you guys are good, we gave you contract extensions? Or have the Haslams told them nothing and Andrew's trying to figure the best way to navigate moving forward?
I think this might end up being the biggest mistake. And this is saying a lot. I think this might end up go down as the biggest mistake of the Haslam era so far is not, and I don't mean this, I get it, people are involved and I get there's good feelings, but having not changed regimes at the end of this year and made a clean break with new guys that could come in and say, okay, you know what, we are rebuilding, we do have this new stadium coming up, really taking a big picture approach. I just think he's so gun-shy, or maybe he likes Andrew and he likes Kevin. I don't know what it is, but this move right now is a mistake because you're putting the Browns in a limbo situation going into next year. Instead of taking their medicine and moving on and saying, that, yes, you know what?
Why do the Browns – well, Jim, let me make sure. Why do the Browns have to take any medicine? They signed a contract with this guy, and he's got 2 years to go. I don't understand. Why do the Browns have to take the medicine on this one? I understand. 3 wins last year. Not happy about that. Do they need changes? Absolutely. They've got to figure some stuff out moving forward, but I don't see how losing the best defensive player in the NFL helps you. So
Miles is a symptom, not a treatment, Andy. That's the problem. That's my whole point. I get it. Like, he would have been unhappy either way. I'm not saying that trading Miles is it. What I'm saying, though, is that we're to this situation. And look, something's going to have to give between Miles. I get your argument. Like, he signed the contract. But you know what? If he doesn't want to play and you bring him in and he's not a good dude in the locker room, and all the language and all the conversations Miles had, dude, if you're an established player in that locker room, you got to start, you're stepping back and you're looking at it saying, maybe Miles is right. It's a symptom. It's not the medicine. It's not the underlying issue. It's just a symptom of the problem that we're going into. And my feeling is that we're going to just be treading water next year. Where we could have done this and been down with it and we're rebuilding. We're all clinging to this hope that maybe. That was my point.
I don't think he's coming back. I still don't feel like
free agency starts Monday. Draft is in April. Stay tuned. Scott's in the streets, bro.
If he's going to hold tight to where he is, I kind of hope he stays to his principles.
That's home what of the Rockets.
To. Yeah, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Good. You?
Good. I would just say this. Number one, I'm not sure I really care about him or any player's happiness. It'd be cool if they're happy, but he has no real leverage. He could sit out. He could say he's going to sit out, but how many guys have done that over the last 10 years for an actual 10 games?
At his age, Scott, you probably don't want to sit out a season.
And not only that, we talk about two-year contract. I got you for four if I want. I'll drop two tags on you.
Yeah,
and then
where
are you going to be in 4 years?
Point too. Yep, we've talked about that.
We'd like to make it work for sure. And I tell him, look, man, you don't want to use rebuild, retool, reload, whatever. You're part of that. And obviously we need to get this quarterback situation figured out is the biggest part. But we need you to be a part of that. And if this works out and we get in the right direction this year, maybe we will talk next year and see. But I'm not taking less than 3 months if you want to talk about a trade. And if nobody's coming with something close to that, then – we'll see you down the road.
All right, Scott. I don't think he's worth three number one picks.
Scott, I've made the same argument. So, Scott, you and I are on the same page for that thing. I'm that's where it starts. That's where the conversation starts. I'm willing to come back on that, though. I think three number ones is going to be tough.
I agree with you on that.
Although the Browns were able to give away three number ones, so.
That's for a quarterback. Nixon Nunner.
That's the best defense player in the NFL.
Honestly, I think bringing this other defensive guy is good because you're going ahead and you're fixing your problem on your defensive line. Now in your draft, you could focus on getting that offensive line fixed.
Meaning what? Trey Hendrickson for Myles Garrett? Is that
people
what you're
don't
saying?
Go running straight through. I mean, you bring this other guy in to run with Myles Garrett on the defense.
Oh, you mean Abdul Carter?
Have them both.
I'm not Nick, thank you. I wasn't exactly sure who Nick.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's he thinking? Martin's in Strongsville. Martin.
You know, guys, the more that I look at this, the more that I see that Jimmy Haslam's hands had to be really deep in the Deshaun Watson trade, okay?
Okay, absolutely. I mean,
because otherwise you would have fired these two guys. They would have been forced to fall on the sword, okay? It's the only reason why they're keeping them there. Now, why would they keep them there? Well, let's think about this for a second. Where did they come up with $40 million to write to Deshaun Watson yesterday? It came from the insurance money that they're going to get from the end of last year and this year, okay? So they lucked out there, okay? Now, what are they going to do? Yeah, they've got $13 million. They may have to restructure some more contracts.
Yes.
But that's never been a hard point for Andrew Berry to do.
They always seem to be able to do it.
Yep. So in that respect, he does a good job. He's better, obviously, at finding free agents than he is at picking drafts, but we'll see what happens.
All right, Martin, thank you very much. This saga is not going away, but we'll get back to it later. You know what I want to do, Andy?
You want an answer from a front office member?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I texted a current front office employee source. And asked him the question Andy had, which was, can we do the NBA thing where you say, okay, so-and-so, can you draft this player for me? And then post June 1, let's make the trade. And then that player that I wanted initially comes over in the trade as part of the first-round pick, right?
Right, right.
That's what you were wondering?
Yes.
Right, I have that right?
Yeah.
So according to a current front office member, apparently the hang-up on doing that is that the allotted rookie pool money doesn't travel. So if a guy was picked fifth and then subsequently traded, that rookie pool allotted there does not travel with them. So they would have to, I don't know if that means they would have to sign a borderline free agent type contract, or if that means you just wouldn't be able to do it because you don't have that allotted amount of money. I am not 100% sure. I'll dig into that a little bit more, but it sounds like it's something that you can't really do, or it hasn't been done yet. I'll dig a little deeper.
All right, so I'm trying to find a little Andrew Wiggins love here. That's all.
Let's find us a quarterback.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get right back to the heart of the matter.
Okay.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Let's do that.
Next on Baskin and Phil.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.